Hello.
Hey, Randy. Sorry I missed your call. I went to, like, pick it up, and it didn't pick up for some reason. But,
yeah, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on again. I spoke to...
Ivan?
Ivan yesterday.
Okay.
I explained to him the whole situation about how I had to set up. I accidentally made another GMB.
Okay. Okay.
You know, that's the same issue that we've been having. I don't know if I ever got to speak to you about that, but
no, you never told me about that. Yeah, you told me you were speaking to Google, and so you were gonna call me back with Google on the line or something, and I never heard from you.
I couldn't call you back with them on the line. But what it is there's another GMB made with a Gmail account. Now, what I did was I got an email. Like I said, I got an email from, I don't know what I think I got an email from my background check being cleared.
From Evident. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
From Evident. And I clicked something on there, and they were like, enter your business name or some shit like that. I'm thinking it's going to take me. I didn't have administrative control over them. I don't have administrative control over my GMB. I didn't know that. So I put my business name in there, and it made up a slight profile, I guess. And I'm thinking that's the profile that, you know, we have. But I think Google has that mismatch, like they're going to the wrong account.
Okay.
I called Google, I spoke to the lady. I actually gave Ivan the phone number that I called where I spoke to the Google Guarantee people.
Okay.
He said you guys have your own Google representative, but he still wanted to call, and he's gonna call me. And he's gonna call me back, but he never called me back. I never spoke to him again. But I spoke to Google, and they said they were gonna get rid of that account. They asked me a whole bunch of questions, and they said they were gonna get rid of that account. But yet they still sent me a whole bunch of emails telling me that I'm missing documents. And then somebody from Splash started texting me yesterday saying, you're missing documents, you're gonna miss your advanced verification. I'm like, who is this? Who's texting me this information? You know, you guys have all my information already, but I resent the information anyway through the text. And then they went and sent the email to them about the wrong account as well. So I don't understand. I don't know what is happening, bro. Like, I just want to get Google guaranteed or told that what I need to do to pass the advanced verification, but I don't really know what's going on.
Right. Okay. So accidentally created a GBP. They changed it to Google Business Profile now. It used to be called GMB. They changed it to GBP for whatever reason. But all right, so accidentally created Google Business Profile. Obviously, you want to know what's going on with the advanced verification. He should have 100% gotten word already regarding this. So give me a second. Let me schedule a time. Let me see his availability. Okay, he's pretty open today, actually. So what time works best for
anytime.
You?
Anytime, every
okay.
time, all day long.
Okay, got it. So let's do just so he has time to prep for it or whatnot.
I don't need to prep for anything.
How does 11:30 sound? Does that work for you?
Yep.
Okay, that's just an hour from now. Okay. So let me send this over. Hold on, you're going to get an email calendar invite. Okay. So CS, that just means customer service, CS LSA appointment, current client. All right, let me add Google Guarantee on this. All right, so save. Okay. All right, so I just sent that over to both you and him. Okay, so your invited calendar invite. I'm going to send a chat in our Google Guarantee chat box just so everybody's aware. But he should have an update by now. So I'll definitely have him call you, and he'll go through the updates with you. I don't see those texts you were talking about, though.
They're in a local Splash. I have them. Somebody texted me and said, hey, you know, I've been on my reviews.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've been, like leaving reviews for products that I use online. Cause I've read that doing backlinks like that is good, you know, to have, you know, to be just having your company visible. So I leave long reviews on products that I use and do shit like that. And, like I'm trying to do, you know, do the best shit I can do, trying to do anything to boost my profile. But somebody texted me and said, hey, Randy, please forward the email you received from the advanced verification team rather than a screenshot, along with the forwarded email. Please attach the document that they're asking for. We are now working with the advanced verification team to get your business verified, and this is a critical final step. We will await your response. Thank you. That's
okay,
a lie.
I see it. Like, yeah, I see
that's
that.
Not even – there's no way you're working with anybody. Yeah, like who said that? There's no way you're working with anybody. That's just not accurate. And they're not waiting for one document because that's the wrong profile. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand. When I get an email like this, I'm like, what? But I still sent it to supportlocalsplash.com. And then they answered back, have you already sent the AV team the required document? This is the final step in advance verification. No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Okay. I'd highly recommend, I understand too, like you were told you were verified, like you're on Google Guarantee, and then we had they hit us with the advanced verification thing. I'd highly recommend, like, so there's not like duplicate listings and like a big mess of it, right? Just let us finish it up for you.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I've been doing. I haven't touched nothing. This guy.
This
comes and he starts asking me, about, I spoke to Google, they told me, don't worry about that profile, we're going to X that out, we're going to go through the profile that you don't have administrative. This is the one, right? Yes, this is the one. Okay, this one has all the documents. Okay, someone will be in touch with your company, and then they're going to go through it their way. So that's why I didn't understand why this person, whoever this is, just started texting me bullshit, though. It's not even, there's no way that it's accurate. And there's no way that this, you know, my, state, anything, any document that they're looking for from the state, there's no way that's the final step because it's just not. We know that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even know who this is and why would they send me these text messages. That's what gets me confused. I'm like, I'm speaking to people that don't know what's going on, really. And
We work with multiple Google Guarantee accounts. So you're in good hands with us, I promise you. I mean, I have 100% retention rate on this.
I know you tell me that all the time, bro, but I'm talking about why is this person, I understand, but why is this person texting me and not telling me accurate information? I just don't like inaccurate information. Like, I don't understand where, when somebody gives me something that's not true, even if it's my kids, I'm wondering, why are you doing this? You know, like, what is the reasoning?
Right,
like,
right.
You're telling me,
well,
that's
why I scheduled the call. You know, that way there's no miscommunication.
I spoke to Ivan yesterday. He's acting like it wasn't him that was texting. So I'm like, who is it?
Okay. I'm not positive. I see the text. It doesn't show. It says it was sent from us, but it doesn't show, like, a name on it, you know? I don't know. But let's get that call done for 11:30. That way he can.
Yeah. The last time I spoke to you, you were calling some people too, and you were supposed to call me back, and I never spoke from you either.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm big on my callbacks, man. When was this?
The last time I spoke to you. I think I told you I was going to call you back.
You told me you were going to call me, and I never heard from you. So what I did is I messaged in our Google Guarantee chat, too. That way they were aware of what's going on. That way if it came to the customer service side, they were able to, like, transfer it to me, but I never got that call. So I let them handle it or whatnot. But, yeah, if I schedule a call back with you, I'll call, you know. But let's see how this call goes. The 11:30 call, okay, with Ivan, and I'll definitely check the account right after and make sure everything's good to go. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Perfect, Randy. You have a great day.